Hello and welcome to this Learn English Professionals recording brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
Financial forecasting.
Hi Barbara, did you go to the lecture this morning about financial forecasting?
Hi Alan, yes, I've just come from there.
Oh, great. Do you think you could tell me what I missed? Over a coffee?
Sure. Let's sit here. I'll just get my notes out.
Thanks, Barbara. You don't mind, do you?
Not at all. It will help me to remember too. Okay, let's see. Yes, financial forecasting. The types.
There are three types, aren't there?
Yes. The qualitative, that's sometimes called the judgmental forecast, the time series forecast, and the causal forecast. I'll tell you about each one in turn.
You took a lot of notes, didn't you?
Yes, I always do. Anyway, let's get started. Qualitative forecasting. Years ago, businesses used to rely heavily on quantitative forecasting, but recently that's changed. These days, companies make decisions based on forecasts that depend on somebody's judgment or experience.
But they do use statistics too, don't they?
Yes, afterwards, to supplement the findings.
Ah.
The main problem with this type of forecasting is that managers don't like to share their views when their views are extreme.
What do you mean?
Well, if a manager sees future sales as being unusually low or unusually high, he tends to moderate his estimates, especially when there are a group of managers all giving their forecasts and when the rest of the group's estimates are less extreme.
Yes, that makes sense.
Let's move on to the time series forecasts.
That's the second type, isn't it?
Yes. A time series is the monitoring of a particular strand of a business over a period of time.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, for example, when one employee's annual salary is tracked over the last 10 years and a prediction is made from that.
Oh.
Time series forecasts are useful when variables are more constant, when there are changes, but when the changes are regular or seasonal. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, thanks. And the third type of forecasting was causal forecasting, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. In a time series forecast, the analyst doesn't identify the specific factors that cause the movement of a variable over time. He isn't really interested in the reasons or the causes. But when he uses a causal forecast, that is exactly what he does.
So, causal forecasts analyse the causes that bring about changes in a variable.
Yes. Ideally, causal forecasts are used when the causal variables are easy to predict. Imagine a company sells baby clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine they want to make a 10-year sales forecast. They need to have an idea of how many babies will be born over the next 10 years. This information can be forecast quite accurately in the UK. Censuses are regular and accurate, and more importantly, the causes of variables are reasonably easy to identify.
Okay, I'm with you.
Why don't you explain the three types of forecasting to me now, just to check you've understood?
Like a test.
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.